me my notes. Could you please get over here and bring me my notes? Young birds. Oh my goodness. All right, just here in the studio, I just gotta set everything up. Just got my show notes. It's gonna be a really good show tonight. We've got such a good show. It's gonna come up. Producer ma'am. Producer ma'am. Pernod is almost ready. Pernod is here. Pernod is almost ready. Oh my god. Oh, I just got done powdering my nose and taking a powder in the powder room, and there's so much powder everywhere. You'd think I was doing cocaine in the White House like Joe Biden.
Oh my god,
but I'm so not into cocaine. You talk about cheap. That is cheap.
It is sin.
Like Whitney saying, crack is whack. I don't do the cheap stuff.
What?
I don't do drugs. Okay, I am the new Hollywood. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. Mm-hmm. I'm a celebrity, damn it.
Mm. I'm just here, you guys,
Jonathan.
I don't really think I have, you know, anything political to say other than mm-hmm. it's just like...
What ifs
when it comes to everyone wanting, you know, the debate for the president to be on CNN.
Oh, God.
But they leave out RFK Jr. It's like, what ifs?
Hello.
But, you know,
what's that about?
Who cares who the president's going to be? It's still going to be so effed up.
Oh, it's always effed up.
All I know is he's letting out these illegals vote. You know, and they're picking our corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then corn is like a seed oil. Have you heard about this? Oh, my God, I've got it right here.
What? Seed oils.
QAnon newsletter. Seed oils is in everything.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what's causing the inflammation in fast food and all them products I've been buying in grocery stores in the center aisles. Give me my big fat cars, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Glenda, is you safe to be on the air? We don't need you exploding with the windy comfortables or the solid comforts getting everywhere. That's so unsanitary and unholy. Now, call to order, call to order. Okay, so now, Curtie, we got to have a meeting here. So. Everybody got their show notes? I got mine. Mine is holy and certified. So I would just like to go over. I got this new mouse for my computer. I don't know why they call it a mouse, because I don't have a cat in case it gets out of hand. So I got the mouse. I don't have a mouse trap or the cheese. It's just a mouse. Anyway, so I got a hold of some team people. We need a team. Everything about teamwork. You know, there is no team in I, or there's no I in team. Something about that. We's having the bumper stickers printed up and new t-shirts and buttons and all kinds of stuff. It's teamwork, teamwork. And so I talked to Jesse Kendleton, host of our new TV show, How Much for This? We're the public, I mean Christians, of course, bringing their antiques and family heirlooms and ancient treasures to see how much they's worth and how much they can get. How much for this? And then some people bring in like old shoes, old socks, mm-hmm. old underwears, and they still washed, of course.
Oh, God.
And little bits of toys and things like that where we can see the brand names on them from the 20th century. Nothing's too old yet, so I don't know if it's going to take off.
Oh.
We've not seen anything truly old and dug up in Egypt or Sinai or the Holy Lands.
Well, you know, all about ratings. And if you can't get their attention and keep it like I do with that magical sense. Now, let me go over what I'm doing. I'm releasing a new product of candy called Pedimints and Matty Mints for distinguished ladies who lunch type of ladies who get manis and petties, who eat wholesome, sumptuous foods like what celebrities eat, except the ladies who lunch. Like at Neiman Marcus, or Bloomingdale's, or Nordstrom's, or any one of these big department stores that ends in the letter S.
Oh, that's right.
So does that include, like, Sears? Because that ends in an S, and it actually was spelled with an S in the name, unlike Nordstrom, which did not have an S, or Target, which does not have an S, or Montgomery Ward.
I know what you're saying.
Which does not have an S, so does it include those?
It does... sort of include those. I don't know how many of those are ones that celebrities go to. You know, like iMagnons, you know, Casual Corners, Hallmarks, JCPenney's, okay? And that does have an S in it because I've heard people say that in the checkout line. At the bank or the gas station.
Yeah.
a checkout line at the gas station?
Right.
What is that? You just sit in your car? What the hell is that?
I agree with Glenda. What the hell is a checkout line at the gas station?
Oh, I think I know what it is. We have one of them in Burnstown. You have to drive up and take a ticket from the ticket thing. It's a machine that spits out a ticket. And then when your ticket is called, you can go fill up with gas. But not until you have the ticket.
Why do you need a ticket? Why can't you just pull up to the pump?
Well, because we sold the gas station to the Chinese. So it's this new system they got in place where everyone is equal. And so they have to line up and get a ticket. And if their ticket doesn't, you know, jive, that's the term we use to make it real hip. Sounding. If your ticket don't jive...
Mm-hmm.
With your social credit score, you don't get gasoline, Jonathan. That's a new thing.
That's the newest thing in Southern California, Jonathan. I don't know how much you go out to get gasoline, but when I'm sitting in the back of my limousine, for celebrities like I am, we have to wait in line for the ticket. But of course, you know, my social credit score is very top drawer, so I always get the gasoline.
Well, I don't even know about this. Are you two telling the truth? I never knew that social credit scores were already happening here in the United States, let alone California, which is practically owned by China anyway because of what Gavin Newsom's fucked up.
Sorry, honey, that triggered me. I almost jumped out an entire load on that, but it was just gas.
Well, I think it's just a test run. Besides that, I was going to say something about Burnett Brunette and her songs of lust transformed into Christian tunes suitable for the entire family that we's going to sell as a CD at these gas stations where you get tickets, Jonathan. So don't stay in your lane. That's a saying now. Stay in your lane. Because we's trying to sell things at these gas stations.
Well, the other thing I'm doing is I'm working with Steve Parnell of Parnell & Sons Import and Export of Celebrity Supplies, like the ones Anna Wintour uses. Cheap at the Met Gala. You talk about cheap. Anna Wintour is so cheap at the Met Gala.
I've completely lost the plot, so I'm just going to listen to, you know, what you all say. And once in a while, I'll chip in. Or just... I don't know.
Yeah, well, see, I plotched a long time ago. I'm glad you can't smell it on smeller radio. You know, like smell-o-vision. Except it's the radio. God, these cigarettes are good.
Now, Glenda, it's called order. We cannot have this sin going on with smoke coming out of your mouth like a volcano from Satan. Now we've got a new tiki hut at the Ferner Christian Coconut Lounge with savory good eats and alcohol-free sinless boozies for Christians with nuts and chips on the side. Olives will cost you extra.
Well, remind me never to buy olives at that stupid bar. Tiki, Christian Tiki, what was it? Jesus Tiki? I don't know. Anyway, have you heard of Jeanette Beauchamp and her French cheese squirtez? Or squirté, I don't know, for crackers? For French crackers, or even those butter rolls. I just love butter rolls.
Oh, no.
But wait, I'm not done. Let me get something out of there.
Oh.
Pickford and Cassidy's Clam Shack and Salad Lounge are the sponsors of a new TV gig I'm auditioning for called American Facelift.
Oh my goodness, speaking of that and the butter rolls, Ferner Farms is announcing a new product, Savory Butter Pigs. Now in pig strips, pig jerky, pig steaks, and butter beef, pig chips and dip, and pig buttercream ice cream made with real bacon and real pigs. And if you come to our savory celebration on that, Pertinent thought of that word. Savory celebration. It's hyphenated. That's why it counts as one word. I won the contest. But we's gonna have a special guest Christian speaker, Miss Plibbs. We'll be speaking about pigs. Miss Plibbs, pigs.
I just wanted to say that I don't have anything to say.
I didn't say it.
Hey, well, knock it off. She didn't say it.
No.
I heard her say that.
That's what I said. I didn't say it.
Why didn't you say so in the first place, Glenn?
Oh,
if you didn't say it, how was I supposed to know what you said?
Because she didn't say it.
See, I told you I didn't say it. Told you.
Can we just move on now, please?
Oh. I've got no nose. I was going next. I got here first.
We will be talking with Karen Plimble and the Plimble sisters in the dance of the arugula salad with light cheese crumbles on top, and that's what she's going to do in her act for the dinner theater.
Okay, well,
I can top that because I have gotten a hold of Char Star, the hottest new stripper in Vegas, performing exclusively in the Boom Boom Room at the Booty Blacks. And she's going to be doing it, okay?
Oh my god, I love the Booty Blacks. There's one here in Vegas. Shelly and I was there the other night after a couple of drinks. We had screwdrivers and snaps. Not at the same time as the same drink, but anyways, I said, Sylvie, excuse what I said, Sylvia, let's go out tonight. Let's do something dirty like we never do. We usually go to the top of the stratosphere, you know, to butt sluts. We're all the gay guys and them assless chaps. It's all leather up there. It's a big leather bar, I said, Sylvia. Excuse how I says, let's go to that new Booty Blacks. I want to see what's going on there. She goes, all right. And we got there and it was closed.
Well, so what happened, Glenda?
Yeah.
Well, we just turned around and went back on the bus.
Oh.
And then the bus broke down.
Oh, my goodness.
Halfway to home.
Oh, my God. Glenda.
Sorry, guys. And burrito with extra sauce. Anyway.
Take your enzymes.
Oh. Catherine, that reminds me, I'll get back to my bus in a minute, but
what?
Anyway, I'll finish out.
What?
We had to take a cab all the way home, then we watched the Love Boat, but guess what, Catherine?
What?
We got some new hot sauce for our frozen TV dinners, Mexican style.
Oh my god.
At that new Mexican grocery store in town that you was talking about in Southern California.
Oh my god.
Called Cartagena's.
Cartagena's. Just when they found Cartagena's in Vegas. Oh my god, I get all of my salsa at Cartagena's. And I get taco chips with no seed oils. Have you heard about these? Seed oils cause inflammation in facelifts and celebrities.
I know this.
So I don't do seed oils.
Well, I was talking about that at the top of the program, if you was playing any attention. Just let me get on with my notes.
Okay, so I got a hold of Gwyneth Flemeth. She sells Flemish sofas in rich Christian colors and early textures suitable for babies. Because every baby gotta have a sofa. And it needs to be a Flemish sofa by Gwyneth Flemeth.
So, Glenda, do you have any Flemish furniture by Gwyneth Flemeth or whatever? Phlegmouth or Phlegbath?
No, I don't have any furniture that has a lisp. Especially from Flemeth land. You know, I was afraid it would be a stay all night and make me sick.
Oh, God, I can't smell it over the radio, Glenda. But, yeah, Glenda, I keep telling you, you've got to get celebrity enzymes, okay? Like the kind that Char Star has. Because if you're going to be in Vegas performing at the Boom Boom Room at the Booty Plex, these women are grinding and pumping and grinding, and they can't afford to have gas coming out. You know, like what happened to Lorelei Meckles. Have you heard of her? No one's heard of her anymore. She's been erased because she was one of the best strippers ever in Vegas until she got a horrible... horrible spell of the gas pains, and she farted all over the audience.
Okay.
And she was fired on the spot. It reeked. It really reeked. It was a stench worth firing for.
No, I get it. If I could fire my ass, I would. It just fires off, though. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm taking the X-Lax. I'm taking a bunch of other pills. Don't seem to do nothing, though, you know. I was on that stool softener diet for a long time. You know, liquid lunch, liquid stools.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with that.
Maybe you have stuck poop, Glenda. You know, like that YouTube commercial that always comes on in between the Sandy Hook promise and, you know, something about manifestation and how to manifest money if you have a British accent, though, of course.
Right.
You know all those stupid ads on YouTube.
Oh, and they're always filled with black people in the prominent roles, and the white people are in secondary roles, and then we never see any Asians. And why is that? Because they're beautiful, they're intelligent. And I'm just tired of looking at everything that looks like it was shot on PBS or plays on NPR.
Well, that's why we's going to be talking about new from Turner Farms. Holy chicken chunks, fresh chicken for Christians. I'm just trying to change the subject here. And then there's Geraldine and Harold Flagine. They make waterproof flugs. And I don't know what a flug is, but you know I was talking with Mary Flibbins. She's starring in The Song of Avocados with the side salad dancers of Bobby Brazil Braille Orchestra. They play their instruments by reading the musical notes that is printed in Braille. and it's very interesting. I don't know what that sounds like or looks like, but it was like an artistic piece. And so we wanted to have them as part of our diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh, geez.
And we don't want to leave anyone out.
Well, but are they all white? Are they mixed, looking like a stupid Benetton ad? Because everyone wants to be represented, you know, in an ad that they themselves are not in, for a company that they themselves don't own, for something like a product or service or a company, or the actors in the commercial that they don't even give a fuck about.
Yeah,
but they want representation.
If I'm gonna be representing a TV show, so I'm playing Glenda, it's gonna have to be someone like, you know, Joan Collins, you know, or something, you know, sexy, Farrah Fawcett, something from the 70s, you know, that's like a hit show,
right,
starring Joan Collins,
or me,
and maybe, I don't know,
me,
the Lander sisters, but I don't even know who they is.
I've met the Lander sisters. They came backstage to see me back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Reveal before my Vegas act failed, and they're not so pretty after all. I mean, I could only see part of their face. So I thought they were partially attractive, but other than that, I just want to talk about the Lander sisters. I'm doing a new hit single to be released soon called Gaudy Bossa Nova. Gaudy Bossa Nova. It's a dance hit celebrity, kind of a tune, and it's a story about a gorgeous, famous, and mega-talented woman who takes an in-depth look at her own acute schizophrenia throughout the length of the entire single. And so that's what I'm doing. It's very, very in-depth.
How long is your single when it plays on the radio?
Oh my god, it's the radio play length, so it's 2.5 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that is deep. That is deep.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, I'm exhausted at the end of performing it live when I do it live. You know, Gaudy Bossa Nova, and it just takes everything I have, put everything into it for 2.5 minutes of pizzazz and that magical sense I have with the audience. You know, they just love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I don't know about that, because we can't have anything that's racy at the church. We don't need people sweating. It's already hot enough, because I turned the air conditioning off on Mom to get a taste of Satan. Down in hell. Hellfire and brimstone. That's what I do on my matinee show. I mean, sermon on Sundays. And so it's all about hell. And it really gives people... That's our most booked episode of church. Session? I don't know. When the people come in. So anyway. Now, I've got something that's going to rival Elon Musk's invention called Neuralink. It's called Fernerlink. And we're going to blow that Elon Musk Neuralink right off the map with our new Holy Brain Training System for Jesus. I think we need to connect these people to a computer and just let them free their soul into the machine, and we'll have Jesus AI control it and everything.
Oh my God, I was reading about that in my QAnon newsletter, right by that new commercial for adult diapers in fun TV dinners colors like turquoise, red, yellow, and beige, or the Martha Stewart Medline reusable underpads that are super absorbent, or Oprah's Megamax Black Label brand of adult diapers for blacks.
Well, Oprah never misses a beat, does she? So it's sort of like, probably with the decade that she's in now, she's thinking about diapers, kind of like how Gail's going to be the swimsuit model on Sports Illustrated.
Oh, God.
And I wonder if she's going to be wearing diapers.
I think they all wear diapers, and we just don't find out about it until after they're dead, and then it ends up in a biography written by Kitty Kelly. She's going to live forever. You know, I think her soul's in the AI machine. She's already got dirt on everybody. You know what?
Oh, I tell you.
There's a new Hollywood fashion trend of wearing fake poopy jeans or fake pee-pee jeans. Did you know that?
Oh my God, that is so old, Glenda. That's way past before the time when Juicy Couture came out with sweatpants that stink because they're already sweated into.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe we have things that is unsavory for Christians out there, especially the ones that want to go to Goodwill and buy stuff that's not washed, but it's already been sweated in. Did I tell you we also have new Christian chips? Real taco chips and nachos that is strong enough for the dip but easy on your hips. New Christian chips. Did I just do a commercial?
Did you just get paid for that? Is that why you're trying to laugh it off? I mean, It's so transparent.
You can't see Purdy over the radio, Jonathan. You may have your edumacation and smarts, but you cannot see through the radio. I just refuse to believe that.
You know, I thought about having a see-through toilet seat. So I could see what goes on down there. You know, with the cleansers. They got these foaming action cleansers. And the way they do it on TV with the cartoon and the bubbles, when you get close to them, they're smiling. And they enjoy cleaning all that shit in the toilet bowl. And I want to see these smiling, happy bubbles cleaning my shit stains. I can't see that shit unless I got a transparent toilet seat. I told Sylvia, I said, Sylvia, I got an idea for Christmas present early.
Oh, my God.
A see-through toilet seat. And she says, girl, I says, what girl? She says, screw you.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. They're real expensive at Home Depot.
Well, Glenda, you need to save up some coupons on that. Just go in with a stack of coupons and just say, come on, let's make a deal, you know. So anyway, I wanted to tell you about Patty Bloomer. She's doing a musical dramedy about the secret life of executives who dare to wear multicolored socks, okay? And Patty Bloomer is, she's going to be doing that, but she's in competition with Edna Flashover. Now, she's invented glitter-free sparkle makeup,
oh,
so your skin won't absorb it, so you don't ruin your face.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that's going to clash with the multicolored socks, you know, especially if she does that for the costume.
Well, then I need to talk to Lars Carbuncle and the Camel Cows. It's going to be a new Broadway show about a man who took a camel and a cow and surgically put them together in a holy way. And the best part is their farts smell like bacon. So everyone is going to want to have them around instead of killing off the cows that they think is causing global warming from their farts.
Mm.
But everyone loves the smell of bacon. They just won't know it's farts.
So don't tell, you know, Grunzel Funberg or whatever her name
is. Oh my God, Gretel the kettle who likes to meddle. Someone needs to shut that little bitch out.
Well, let's stop talking about her. I mean, why give anything that's negative, especially that? I don't think it's even human. I think it's just a puppet of the rich and fabulous at the Davos Elite World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Whatever that venue is, where they all sit around and look bored.
And their Depends underwears that I was talking about, poopy jeans and fake pee-pee jeans, that's their starter. They're the ones that own these fashion brands that want you to take a dump in your pants and sell them for $5,000 a pair.
I wonder if that ever gets worn at the Met Gala, you know, like if Rihanna shows up in poopy pee-pee pants, you know, I wonder if they're ever going to do that theme.
They're never going to do that theme, Jonathan. They'd have to, you know, truth in advertising, it'd have to be called A Day in the Life of Anna Wintour, and I don't think Anna's about to expose herself.
Can we please get back on the track of Jesus? I gotta sell these camel cows. But anyway, so, you know, there's something that's been going on weird in Prim's neighborhood, and we think we might have discovered what's been killing all the birds in Prim's neighborhood. What was all these dead bird heads? And we found out that Bobby Bonger's been using electrician's tape to tape all the worms to the sidewalk after it rains, and that gave all the birds a hernia and their heads popped off. Because they was trying to suck up the worms, pick up the worms with their beaks, and they pulled so hard their head popped off.
Oh my God.
But that's just a theory anyway. We don't know if it's true, but we have found a lot of taped worms and dead bird heads.
How stupid is your neighborhood that you live in?
I don't know. Purdy don't know.
Okay, let's get back on track here. We gotta finish this meeting and talk about our products and services for the next dinner theater show at the church. Now, I just want to change the subject. Before I change the subject, I've been having trouble with Jocelyn lately. We've been trying to do more non-work bonding, but it's not going well. The other night, I took her to the ballet, and she forgot the sandwiches. And then the night after that, I took her to the symphony, and she refused to get up and go get us a couple of hot dogs and sodas at the snack bar. She said they don't have a snack bar at the symphony. I told her the hotels at LAX have snack bars where I give my motivational speeches. She said, the symphony isn't the hotel at LAX. And I said, it's all part of the New World Order, taking away our freedoms, our sandwiches, and our hot dogs.
Oh, I know.
So I don't know if she's going to go to couples therapy or not with me, because all my sessions are booked up with Fifone.
You know what you ought to try? We got a new therapeutic soup. Except it's stew. It's Jacuna McCoy's in her homemade Irish stew made with real steak, savory vegetables, and soup.
that put soup in the stew, because it's all part of this carnivore diet. So the more meat and the more soup, the better the stew with real steak and savory vegetables. I think you should try it, because they said it kills inflammation, it kills bugs, and it kills everything dead. Like them dead bird heads. Oh my goodness, we ought to have dead bird head soup, but without the worms or the tapeworms.
I had tapeworms once. I swallowed a bottle of my lantern, washed it down with Pepto-Bismol, and them fuckers came out.
Oh my God.
Looked like spaghetti noodles coming right out of my ass. I screamed so loud I cracked the toilet bowl.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, we're dealing with the warbling forbler.
Oh.
It's a new roadkill that's down, and it's showing up.
It's heard
in Pastor Pernin's chat.
That's right.
Told me about it. No one knows what it is.
No one knows what the warbling forbler is, and so we's got roadkill police out, and anybody who finds roadkill has to turn it in to the police in case we find a warbling forbler, and then we's gonna deport it to back to where it came from.
But if you don't know what it is,
yeah,
then
that's what I'm thinking.
How would you know where to send it back to if you don't know where it is, or what it is, or any of it?
Yeah, that makes me think it should be a show on the History Channel. You should,
oh my God,
film these police doing scientific,
yes,
experiments and then put it as a TV show.
Absolutely.
You know, the secrets of the warbling forbler.
And I could host it because I'm a celebrity and a motivational speaker and I know how to be on TV. You stand there and talk. Who the hell can't do that?
Oh my goodness.
I do it so well.
But I just need to tell you then, we've got someone who could do a commercial on a TV show like that, Taylor Swift Smith. He's a hay baler and he bales out hay that's committed a crime of unholiness and sin. And we's gonna put that commercial in. I haven't heard it have an announcement to make. Let me just get all Rush Limbaugh back. With my non-nicotine stained fingers. But anyway, we's got a new TV show we's doing at Ferner Farms TV show production company, or whatever we's gonna call it. It's called The Mysterious Secrets of Burt Jen Walker Ranch. In our last episode, our preachers detected an anomaly and possibly an unholy portal that showed up on our LIDAR scope and the Amana radar range. It just appeared out of nowhere, just near the mesa. Behind Blessed Souls Ministries, where all the dead died out Christians is buried. And it gets even weirder than this. The signal that was detected using science was a 1.6 gigahertz signal that activated all our old VCRs in the church and started playing Pernin's old preaching videos. What do you think of that? Someone's trying to send a message.
I think you're the billionaire that took over the church and you're paying for all these experiments to be done so that you can,
yeah,
have a TV show. And the government's probably working behind the scenes, watching all this, you know, for the social credit system.
Yeah, I think it's happening because you know what, Jonathan? Sounds like you've been reading my QAnon newsletter. It sits right here. I'm looking at it right now. They is plotting out the World Economic Forum is trying to take over the world and get rid of our cows and our farmland and everything else. And they just want Hillary Clinton to run everything. And she's going to wear the poopy peepy fashion diaper jeans or whatever. And that's why they canceled the Whitney Houston concert hologram, because we can't have holographic imagery mixed in with the humans, because then the projection's going to come away like Alex Jones said in that clip that I saw on the Joan Rogan thing. Oh, no, I said, Sylvia's watching YouTube clips. Hold on, I'm not doing it. I got a little lint stuck in my throat from the kitty. I don't have a cat, but one went by the other day. I tried to save it. Well, anyway, all life is precious. It died. I buried it out back. Put a little coffin marker on it. It's making me sad. But anyway, so this Alex Jones says that the projection of the AI computer hologram we're living in, it's got like dark matter showing down. It's all a matter of time before it comes down, and then we find out it's the Matrix and it's not real.
Well, that's why we all need to be wearing Depends underwear, so, you know, when we plot, no one will know that it's happening. Unlike watching these videos of Joe Biden when he walks and stops, and then he walks and stops. You know he's taking a jump when he does that.
Oh, the solid comforts and the windy comfortables all happen at once, and the runny uncomfortables. That's what Pernin is worried about with his presidential diaper system, his PDS, his PIDs. I just want a president that doesn't have to wear diapers on his butt or his face.
Or that damn scarf. scarf woman. What was her name? Dr. Burks. Did you see that shit? Right here in my QAnon newsletter, it says that she finally fessed up to saying that the vaccines, the masks, didn't work, but she didn't want to spill it because she wanted to have enough money to keep buying scarves.
Wow, is that the time? Oh my god, I think it's time for me to go get a pizza and a couple of beers. Maybe three. It's been a really weird show again. So, anyway, you guys, chimney.
Oh, god.
And kind of like that. So, good night.
Good night, Jonathan. Y'all, I need to go to Neiman Marcus and sample some of the free spritzes of perfume, eau de cologne and perfume and all that sort of thing. Because I'm out and I just need a new scent, a new celebrity scent. I like to mix them up, especially in my armpits, because that way my pheromones get in there. Did you know that they use Dolly Parton's boob pheromones for a particular scent?
Mm.
I need to find out about this.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow and her vajayjay and candles is nothing if I can get my tits into a candle. Good night.
Oh, good night, honey. Well, Pastor Man, I'm gonna get ready for the Love Boat, because, you know, if I get on time to watch the Love Boat, I can time it just right.
Mm-hmm.
So that I watch the Love Boat and then I'm all relaxed. And my evening low comes out smoother and I don't need the X-Lax or the stool softeners. Good night.
Oh, good night, Glenda. I'm pretty all alone in the studio. I write down these notes. So many notes to take on the mysterious secrets of Bert Ginwalker Ranch. You know, we got all these episodes that we's gonna do with millions of Christians, and it's gonna pick them up on the portal with our Lidoscope and the Mana Radar Range. Back by the Mesa with these dead, dried-out Christians and the 1.6 gigahertz signal that activates the VCRs. Pretty gonna be preaching everywhere in this UFO portal. We're gonna send a message to Jesus, to homeworld, and these UFO aliens. They'll teach them coming. Not cross Pernod, because Pernod is filled with the power of the Lord. Oh my goodness. I think I need a sandwich. Good night.